A new day begins in the lives of those residing upon this planet. Does this sound beyond imagination? No. The desire for what is entirely different creates a new vibratory opening. This indicates that there have been others who have been contemplating this possibility. The pieces of the puzzle have not been in their proper places before. In order for the chances of success to be at a greater potential, certain sequential events and circumstances must be in pivotal positions. The mass consciousness of the planet has to reach both a particular level of knowledge of the truth and the level of frustration within the feelings of resistance to recognize the changes that are coming upon them. There is present within those with the advantage of media communication the awareness of the repressive process, but as yet they are in the denial stage. Even that has given way to the suffocating feeling of the inner present that is being psychically repressed. You think of this as being a mind control game that they are playing, but I can tell you it's deeper than that. It's designed to imprison the inner self, which then causes the brain to slow, and the mental sleep process appear to be a symptom. If it were only such a process of stupor at the mind level, then you could have all been drugged into sleep long ago. That is not the object of the process. What would that prove to the Creator? What is at stake is the proof of the superiority to the capture and diversion of the soul energy and the enslavement of those particular energy matrix. At a certain point of the negative plan, those who have served them so faithfully will be among the first to be abandoned, for they have already proved their corruptibility. Their ideal slave has a different matrix entirely. If the plan is to continue the game into a larger locus of power, then what use are the sleeping slaves? How then do the planners of this escapade locate the ones of value to them? Would it be the ones that do not fall under the spell of their concerted efforts? Just whom do you think that identifies? Indeed, the stakes are high for each of you personally. Does this description fit? Why else have you been allowed to continue in the business of pointing fingers at who they are and what they are doing? These comments are not to instill fear into you, but to give you the greatest possible understanding of the situation that is now in front of you, indeed upon your plates. You have no place to go except through this experience. This is a short message, but is one to be added to the previous knowledge. Let us consider it a leavening of the bread to lift your intent to an even greater focus. Know that all that this is given with the greatest of love, for you are more valuable to the light than to them. You are a key to the lock that now holds the totality of this planet in prison.